Yes, another fabulous episode of Driving and Booing, much like my other website, drivingandblogging.com. Ooh, pitch. Anyways, April 15th has occurred as of just now, and that is the day that strikes fear in the hearts of the majority of Americans, I would think, because most of us are paying taxes. And some of us aren't. And those of us that are paying taxes pay well into the 30 to 40% ratio of their entire income, which is pretty outrageous. Especially if you're a private business owner like I am, and you pretty much, you know, have a bad year or a good year, regardless of your year, your profit to loss statement, they still send the vultures out for their 33%, you know, 40%, something along those lines. And furthermore, if you're the highest value target, which would be me, which is a male, single, living, I guess, above a certain income ratio, without children, you are absolutely destroyed, because your options for, you know, containing the catastrophe of the tax man is very limited, other than what you can scrape together for some, you know, write-offs, potentially, with property or interest, maybe, from loss of stock options, maybe. Other than that, you're pretty much screwed. But, so I was all ready to geared up today for an extremely negative rant, Tea Party style, against the government. And I don't know, I guess about 6:33, I was working in a land room, and there's a really cool security guard at this place that I deal with a lot, and he works the night shift, so he's 7 to 7, I'm 7 to 3, you know, so he works a lot longer than I do. But he's heading out usually as soon as I get in, so we had like 20 minutes in the land room. I was just kind of working on some stuff, and he was just sort of talking, and I was kind of joking around about taxes, and he kind of gave me a little positive affirmation for the day that I thought I would share. It was kind of interesting. He said, and I quote, that where he is from, a self-described ghetto nation of West Africa, you know, he didn't elaborate, but it was pretty bad from what I understand, he basically escaped with his life. And he's thrilled to death and couldn't be happier about paying, you know, 30 to 40% of his income. He rents, so he doesn't have even a home mortgage for a write-off. So I was, you know, telling him, you know, he must really be in pain. And he goes thrilled to death to be paying taxes today, because he views it as a payment, I guess, to keep society orderly, keep water flowing cleanly, to keep roads in repair. And, you know, I definitely get that, and that's great. I guess I just feel like, you know, that's a wonderful thought, and good for him, and I'm sure he's got a much better life here. But I guess when you grew up in this country, and you've always had, you know, chlorinated water and 90-mile-an-hour superhighways, and, you know, pretty much everything you wanted, and your biggest problem is trying not to eat too much, I guess we kind of take for granted the simple things of those, of that matter. However, I will say that, you know, my biggest argument is that I think everybody should be paying taxes, regardless of situation, and maybe just do 10 to 12% right down the board, as opposed to completely destroying the finances of, you know, 1% of the quote-unquote richest members of the population, which really is only people making above $250,000, maybe even in the $200,000 range under certain, you know, certain circumstances. Those are not rich people. Those are small business owners who are struggling anyways, you know, to make payroll and create jobs. You know, how about instead of just destroying a very select few people in our society, we spread the pain across, you know, and it would hurt a lot less for everyone. You know, 10%, 12%. Because I love the fair tax thing, but it's just never going to happen without an absolutely bloody revolt. So I say 10 or 12% across the board.